Today's daf is Erev and Daf Tzadi Tes, and Erev and Daf Tzadi Tes on the bottom of Amud Aleph has the sugya of Gzeira L'Gzeira. Gzeira L'Gzeira comes up based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that a person should not stand in his house or in his yard in Rishus HaYachid and drink something in Rishus HaRabim. Lean outside and drink something in Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, Vishnu Rishus HaYachid, or the opposite. He shouldn't stand in Rishus HaRabim and drink in Rishus HaYachid because then he might take the kli and pull it back to where he is, and that will be a malacha votzah. So there's a gzera. Elim kain hichnas rosho varubo lamakum shushosa. Unless he put his whole body, his head and most of his body inside, so then we don't assume that you're going to lean back and take the kli, but your most of your body is there, so therefore we will allow you to do it and not make a gzera. V'chein begat, not a rishu ner. Says the Gemara, iboy luhu karmelis mai. So this gzera is made from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, and Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. What about a karmelis? Would we make such a gzera by a karmelis? Can a person stand in a karmelis and drink in Rishus HaYachid or in Rishus HaRabim? Rashi says, right, it could be either way. So, machlokas Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya, he. Abaya says the same thing, the same halacha, just like we wouldn't allow him to do it in the Mishnah, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid, so too, we wouldn't allow it in the karmelis either. What's the chiddush? Even though, if I actually move something from the karmelis to the other Rishus, it's only an Issa D'Rabbanan, and this is a gzera on an Issa D'Rabbanan, still Abaya says we make the gzera. Amar Rava, he gufa gzera. Fa'ana nekam and nikasar gzera l'gzera. Rava says, what are you talking about? It itself is a gzera that we're going to create a karmelis rishus, or the fact that this is a gzera that we're not going to allow you to sit and stand on one rishus and drink on the other rishus. So it itself is a gzera. So when you have a double gzera here, A is also mishum B is also mishum C, so isn't that a prop? Or I shouldn't say that. I take that back. But there are two gzeras that are existing here that happen to overlap. Wouldn't that be called a gzera l'gzera? Rashi, he gufa gzera. Even if I would bring a kli from the karmelis to Rishus HaYachid or the opposite to Rishus HaRabim, like Yisr Daraisa. Alexera Durabana de la Lacey Lafuki, Rishus Yachid, Rishus HaRabim. The whole idea of the gzera by the karmelis is that you might come to do it from the actual Rishus HaRabim. Vana Nekam and Igzer Shtia Atu Achnasas Kli. And we're going to be gozer drinking Atu Achnasas Kli. That itself is going to be only in Yisr Durabanan. And then the Gemara goes into how does Abaya know this? Right, how does Abaya know that they will make a gzera also? So we say maybe we know it from the Gat line. Rava says that's referring to Meiser. That's not referring to our sugya of a gzera. Okay, so that's the machlokas Abaya and Rava. The Rashi, Maseches Beitza, points out an important point that the sugya of in gozer and gzera l'gzera. We know the Rabbanan have the power to make Yisurei d'Rabbanan, but they do not have the power to make a gzera, or they don't make a gzera l'gzera. The Gemara says that here. And elsewhere, and gozrin gzera l'gzera. Rashi says it's not just that they wouldn't, but Rashi says that they couldn't. They couldn't make a gzera l'gzera. The Rabbanan are giving the power by the Torah to institute gzeras for the good of Klal Yisrael. They have to be common occurrences, right? Milsa de shricha, milsa de lo shricha l'gazav Rabbanan, and it has to be a tzorech that is common. But if it is a gzera for a gzera, meaning A is going to be yasser for B, B is only yasser because of C, then the Rabbanan can't do that because they don't have the authority to make a gzera. That's not called a tzarech, maybe, says the Rashi on the beginning of Beitza, Beizim Abeis. V'hadar minim b'kolei shas. Shein goes from gzera l'gzera, mehai kranafka, ushmartem es mishmarti, asu mishmeres. You can make a shmira for my mishmeres, right, for my laws. Klomar, gzera l'mishmarti l'torosai. V'lo mishmeres l'mishmeres, shalo yasu gzera l'gzera. Don't make a gzera l'gzera, because that would be, you don't have the authority to do that, says Rashi Maseches Beitza. Good, that's in gozrin gzera l'gzera. The question is, what about Abaya? What Abaya doesn't hold to this principle of in gozrin gzera l'gzera, you can't make a gzera l'gzera? That can't be, because Abaya himself, Beferish, does hold to this principle. If you look at that same Gemara, Beitza Dav Gimel, Amud Aleph, remember the Gemara at the beginning of Beitza has four different suggestions. What is the reason that a Beitza that's born on the first day of Yontif is going to be Usher, Beitza Shinol to be Yontif, Beishami Omrim Tochal, or Teachel, Beisil Omrim Lo Tochal, you can't eat it on that Gemara. Right? The first, that's on Yontif. Later on, the Gemara talks about in the Mishnayos, Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara talks about Rosh Hashanah and Yontif Sheni, Vechulu. But what about a Beit Shenolda? So what's the reason a Beit Shenolda is also? So is it an issue of Muksa? That was Rav Nachman. Is it an issue of Hachana de Rabba? Is it an issue, Rav Yosef says, peros hanoshrim, because an egg coming out is like a fruit being falling off a tree, which is usher on Shabbos because you might come to climb the tree. And that's Rav Yosef. And Abaya asks on Rav Yosef before the fourth answer of Rav Yitzchak. But if I ask Rav Yosef, how can you say that you're not allowed to eat the egg because it's similar to Peros Hanoshrin? Peros Hanoshrin itself is only Aser Drabanan, because if you were able to eat from the fruit, then you might come to rip it off the tree, the Malacha of Kotzer. But isn't that what's the reason that if the fruit falls off on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it because you might come to climb the tree and be kotzer higufa gzera? And now we're going to stretch it. We're going to say beitza shenolda is mishum this, and then that is mishum that. So Abai himself holds of gzera l'gzera, that ain't goes from gzera l'gzera. So why in our case does he allow gzera l'gzera? So Gemara, their answers, kulachad gzerahi. Kulachad gzerahi, which sometimes means, well, no, because the Rabbana knew that if they don't aser a also, it's going to automatically lead to the second step. It's not two totally separate and dependent steps. A is aser mishum B, B is aser mishum C. If you allow A, it's going to lead to C automatically. So that is one understanding of kulachad gzerah. Others say that it was included in the gzerah when they asered this case of peros hanoshrin. So included in that was Beis HaShanolda. That's what Rashi says here, right? Lo shetehe zu gzera de lo leisli de peros hanoshrin. Ela kishen nimnu v'gazru al peros hanoshrin. When the Rabbanan answered it, av Beis HaHais of Amashma. Egg was included. V'yavagad deles ba mishum tlisha miyu mechla gzeres chacham maisa shafi pri hanosher. There are rules, even though the reason doesn't apply to the egg, but it is a pri hanosher, and that's why it's going to be usher included in the gzera. But either way, you see, for Abaya from there holds and goes from gzera to gzera. So how is it that in our case of the Carmelis and drinking in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid with the Carmelis and the Carmelis Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that would be okay to make the gzera in that case? So Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, where this Gemara also comes up, he says, oh, there's a difference. Doesn't say what that difference is. He just says there's a difference. Tosfos says, Amar Abaye Minah Minallah, Yud Aleph Mabes, De Gazrina Gzera L'Gzera, Dafka Behotzah Gazer Abaye. Only by Hotzah does Abaye make the Gzera. V'cholhanu D'maisi Raya, Ayri Behotzah, and all the rises of that Hotzah, Avo Ba'alma Lo Gazer. But you see, he does not hold of Gzera L'Gzera in general. Dabaresh Beitzi quotes our Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Beitza. The Gilin Hashas there quotes the Tosfos on yesterday's daf, Tzadi Ches Amid Amid Aleph El Rabaya, where he talks about this as well. Okay, so what's the chiluk? So what's the chiluk? Tosfos says there is a chiluk dafka by Hotzah. So there are four or five different ideas in the Rishonim to explain this chiluk. If you look at most of the Rishonim are in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, because that's where the first time this sugya comes up in Shas. It comes up right here, Yerevan Tzadi Ches and Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. Says the Tosfos Harash there in Maseches Shabbos, it's very common. It's very common, Hotzah. Hotzah is very common. It's even though you don't make Gzera L'Gzera in general, but when it comes to Hotzah, which is such a common malacha, we will make Gzera L'Gzera. That's the Tosfos Harash. Read you the Lashon. Abaya lo maisi raya ela me Hotzah mishum de Hotzah milsa de shrichi v'davar hahu Achmer Barabana Ligzer Gzera Ligzera. That's where the Rabbana were Machmer. Al Vishar Mili Modabaya, Logaz Bin Gzera Ligzera. He wouldn't do that. And they all quote the Gemara in Maseches Beitza. Right? So that's also that idea of Hotzah being common. It's also what Tosfos discusses in the beginning of Maseches Shabbos. Right? Tosfos there discusses, and all the Rishonim, why does the Masechta start with Hotzah? Right? What is so chashiv about starting with Hotzah? That's the Riva. The Riva in the first Tosfos, Hikshar Riva, the Dini Hotzos, Shabbos, Hoylo Lashanos, Gabi Ovos Malachos, Achaper Klal Godel Kaman. Right, so whatever Havel Lahaskel, Kaseder Bidvar, the Mayer Be'erev Shabbos, Mibod Yom. Right, start off with the chronology and then go to Ba'am Malikin, Vechulu. So why does the Torah start, why does the Gemara start off with Hotzah, the tirates to Hotzah, Chaviva Le'lakdume Bishim to Mishnah Zu Shamina Kamad Dvarim. Number one, because it's a lot of different halachas, for Rabbeinu Tamifarish, the Dover, Hahove, Rogel Hashas Lashanos Chila. Something that's common, it says first, V'chei Masechet Baba Kama, Shor Bor ma ben hever v'lo nakat keseder aparsha v'chein mefarish of haigon gabe dalat chichin lahodos min brizachas brachas dafnu dalat. The four that have to give hoda to lo nakat ashas keseder apasik. The pasik I think in Tehillim, right, that has the dalat lahodos. It doesn't have that order because it goes with the one that is the most common first. So that is the Tosfos Arash. That's why we would be gozer xero l'xero when it comes to a hotza. The chidushe haran there in Masechta Shabbos has a different pshat. The Chidush Haran says, not that it is common, but it is just light in people's eyes. Light in people's eyes. Afagav to Savar Abaye. To look as reading Xero L'Xero, he has first the Afagav, the question. The Tosfos Arash first said the Yesod and then brought the Raya. But he says here, even though Abaye holds Ein Gozrin, to Ha'iu Gufe Makshib Aperakam the Yantif. Right, the Rishonim called Maseches Beitz Yontif. He gufa gzera banan nekem and nigzer gzera l'gzera hacha botza mitokshi kala be'enei kol adam. It's kal. People don't take it seriously. Why don't they take it seriously? Shebirshus hayachid muter lefanos chafatzim mizavazu lozavazu. If you do the same exact act in your house, it's mutter. If you do it here at the transition spot between Rishuyos, it's aser. So people don't take it seriously. What kind of malacha is this? Writing is a malacha. Writing is writing. Writing is usher here. Writing is usher there. Cleaning is usher here. Cleaning is usher there. But this malacha of moving mavir, it's mutter here. It's usher there. So they don't take it seriously. It's kal in their eyes. So therefore, again, it could be similar to the Tosfos Arash. It could lead to people commonly doing it. But it's kal in people's eyes. And that's why they're sphere le labaya de machmarinan ba. The gazrina bug zera l'xera. That's why we're going to be gozer. That's why we're going to be gozer. It's a similar idea in the Haaras here in the Chlijer. They point out, similar to the discussion earlier, again, back on Daf Beis in Masechta Shabbos, about why Hotzah is mentioned first and why there's so much about Hotzah in the Masechta. So Tosfos there, and all the Rishonim quote the idea of Hotzah Milacha Geruah. We had a alum this year about this. Hotzah is an inferior type of Malacha. Because it's an inferior type of Malacha, that's the last line of the first Tosfos in the Masechta. Hotzah, Hotzrach Lashanos Tvei Mishum de Malacha Geruahi Kemosha Afarish. What is Malacha Geruahi? So now, Tosfos says, as I'm about to explain, look, three Tosfos and later. Still on that base of an Aleph. Venira Lari, de Israch Lashmina Mishum de Hotzah Malacha Geruahi. It's an inferior Malacha. Why? De Mali Mosi Mirshus Yachal, Mirshus Rabim. Mali Mosi Mirshus Yachal, Mirshus Yachid. Right, what's the difference? It's the same act. Just like people, like what the Ron said in our sugya, people aren't going to take it seriously because it's the same act. It's also here, it's mutter there. That's exactly what makes it inherently a malacha gerua. Because you see, the physical act is mutter here, is also there. And therefore, it somehow reflects a different essence to the malacha. Right? Other Rishonim have a different formulation of what makes a malacha gerua. Not that it's the same act, but there's no creation. There's no creation that is of a product. You've cleaned something, you've shechted something, you've separated something. Here, what do? You took it from place A to place B. Nothing changed, right? So that's another reason why it might be called a malacha gerua, which also might apply to some other malachas. Seda is also called a malacha gerua by some achronim because all you've done, you have this animal here and you have the animal now captured, but it's the same animal. Okay, but either way, that is number two. So what makes Hotzah different? Abayas Gozer here, because Tosfos Arash is a very common malacha. Chlush Yeran, it is a kal malacha in people's eyes. They don't think it's so usser. The Ramban, there in Shabbos, gives us a fundamental difference. Says the Ramban, Pirish, Lav l'meimer desavar Abayah b'chol makom gazrin egzira l'egzira. Not that Abayah holds always that we are gozer egzira l'egzira. Ela b'chayotzei bazu. Only cases like this. Lefi she'asu karmelis kirushus harabim. L'chol davar. Not because of chashashos. When the Rabbanan said Carmelis is Aser, they made it, they treated it like a Rishus Arabim. So it's Ke'ilu, it's a Rishus Arabim. V'chein Asru Latzeis Bein Ashmashos. V'chol Masha Asru Latzeis B'shech HaShecha. Also, Bein Ashmashos. Right, the Carmelis is going to be Aser. V'achanami Amar Abaya Perakama De Beitza. Right, like Abaya, like we just said, quotes the Beis Yigufa Gzera. V'kulash Meisen Miotzos B'lechud Meisen. It's only by Hotzah. Why? Because the Carmelis is called Kirushas Yachal L'chol Davar. When the Rabbanan created that, they gave it the status of Rishus Rabbim. They treated it Ke'in Shel Torah, and that's why it wouldn't be Nechshav Gzera L'Gzera in this case. They would, Abaya which says they would make a Gzera. The Pnei Yeshua must not have had the Ramban on Shabbos, but he says the same idea on that Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Says the Pnei Yeshua, Ta'adarabo, it's a malacha geruahi. Right, he says, so why is malacha geruah? So why would you make such a gzeirela? The ikar time of Dabaya, but Carmelis, hainu, tekivan tachachamim hechmiru b'carmelis, va'asa'uhu kirishas arabim, lahachmir, amrinan, called the tikkun rabbanan, kein daraisa tikkun, as we had a couple of days ago, called the tikkun rabbanan, kein daraisa tikkun, the rabbanans are patterned after the daraisas, v'isharis le b'carmelis, asinami l'mishrinami b'rishas arabim. He adds that line in, that it's a gzeira, if you allow him to arabim, but that must be, and therefore they gave the carmelis the full status of Rishus Arabim. And therefore, that is why it you would make a gzera l'gzera here. But imkain lefizel lokasha midi mihai de Paris and Oshrin doesn't loshach lo markain kain nearly. Unlike Paris and Oshrin, Paris and Oshrin is a pure drabanan, while this is a kain daraisa, and that is why it's going to be usher here. The Rabban himself then quotes another girsa of Abaya here, not just he, or Abaya there, it's really in Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, and it's the same Gemara, the same Girsa that Abaya answered, or the Rav Nachman, I forgot who the Amora was, in Beitza Daf Gimel. Remember, Abaya said, how can you make such a gzera? It's Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, how can you make such a gzera? We should bear us an Oshrin, and what was the answer there? Kulachad gzera. So Rabban quotes that there are some that have the Girsa of that here also. Exactly what Rav Yosef answered to Abaya in Beis Daf Gimel, that's exactly what Abaya answers here. Umatzasi b'miksas hanuschos, v'Abaya amar lecha kula chad gzerahi. Wow. So Abaya would say also here, this is kula chad gzerah, meaning once they asser, that, and that could exactly mean what the Ramban said. Right, kula chad gzera, again, it could mean A will for sure lead to C, or it can mean that it's when they assert Carmelis, they gave it all, the status of the daraisa, so it's all, you have to treat it like a daraisa. The Rav Nami, ikaduchti de gozer b'kia gavna. And even according to the Rav, there are some cases that you're gozer in similar types of situations. So that is, those are four ideas, whether it's very common or it's very call in people's eyes, or Carmelis is called Rosh Hashanah, or the different girsa, which might mean one of the earlier pshatim, but that's within Shita Sabaya. Rabbi Kiva Eger, there in Masechah Shabbos, asks, even if it's a Rosh Hashanah, right? Our whole discussion here is that if it's a Carmelis, it's only going to be Durabanan, and therefore what about Gzera L'Gzera? But it says Rabbi Kiva Eger, what about if it is a Rosh Hashanah? Let's say the regular case of the Mishnah, which is around the Rishus Yachas, that's going to be Usser. But one second, why is that a Chashash Daraisa either? Let's say I'm in Rishus Arabim, and I'm drinking in Rishus Yachid. So I start drinking, and then I'm going to forget, and I'm going to bring the Kli back to where I am. But when I did the Akira of the Kli, Lechora didn't have in mind to bring it back into my Rishus. When I was picked up the Kli, that was an Akira to drink where the Kli was. And then once it's in my hand, I decide to bring it back into my Rishus. So that's not an Akira HaMachayeves. So that should also be a Durabanan. So what's the whole Gemara getting into? The idea of the Carmelis, so that's different than Gzera L'Gzera. And the fundamental case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah isn't the Mishnah a case where I picked it up and then I decided to take it outside? That also is a problem, says the Rabbi Veger. Tema hagam brishus arabim leka daraisa ta betchila kishen natal bifnim akli lishtos ain daita lotzio v'yemkein lo hayakira al das lotzio v'acharkach kisherotzel l'mshoch akli lachutz. When I decide to bring the kli outside, v'kfarhu biyado leka akira kiven diyado lo nayach k'mo nasan. It's just like a case where the balavais puts something into my hand, so I only did half a malacha anyway. So Rabbi Kiveger says even in the case of the Mishnah, it's not daraisa. He does not answer the question. Doesn't answer the question, he just leaves it b'sarachiyin. But if you look in the Ritva here in Erevin, Daf Chafam and Aleph, he asked the question. Chafam and Aleph, he asked the question, and he answers. It must be that we're worried about the case where you're just going to be so thirsty that you're going to pick it up and directly take it. And Akira l'shem taking it out. Shema yachni senu lehedya, ho avuhud sarach lahem. Aba lo gazrinan, right, he says, he acknowledges the Rav Kiva Eger's kasha. Lo gazrinan ki shema achar she yakar osam al das lishtosam b'rishus acheres, o achar she yigmar lishtos shem yumalech lachnisam. Debechiha kiven de lo haisla akira mishar rishon alakach lecha li surah derabanan. Then you'd get into the whole discussion of like Carmelis. But that is the Ritva answering Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. The Rabbi Kiva Eger there also deals with, not our issue now, I think we had a lumdish here about this a couple of months ago also, about Mizasek. The Mishnah there in Shabbos seems to talk about trying to prevent misasig, which seems to tell us that it is a maisa aveira of some kind. One other ha'ara to make, and that is Rav Shechter and Eretz HaTzvid quotes from the Achronim. What's the difference between Gzeira L'Gzeira, where we say Ein Gozrin Gzeira L'Gzeira, meaning it's Mutter, while we say Shvus to Shvus on Shabbos, two Durabanans, is Aser unless it's Makam Mitzvah, Makam Choli, Makam Saradol. So what's the difference between Shvus to Shvus, which is Mutter, and Shvus to Shvus, which is Aser, and Gzeira L'Gzeira, which is Mutter? So the answer given by the Achronim is that Gzeira L'Gzeira means A is Aser because of B, and B is Aser because of C. So that's not allowed, because you can't make a Gzeira Atu a Din Durabanan. Shvus to Shvus just means there are two Durabanas that happen to overlap. Nothing to specifically do with each other. They're independent Gzeiros, but they happen to overlap. There's Amir La'akam is a Durabanan, and the Malacha itself is a Durabanan. So that itself is Shvus to Shvus. So that's Aser, because that just happens to be two independent Chshashos, right? Also called Shrei Durabanan. Shrei Durabanan. Then the question is, he asked there, why is our case of the Carmelists called Gzeira L'Gzeira, and therefore it would be a problem, how to answer it, why isn't it Shvus to Shvus? Right? Isn't it two separate Chashos? There's the issue of Carmelists in general, and there's the issue of here, Shema Yavo. So shouldn't that be called a Trei D'Rabbanan, a Shvus to Shvus, which would be no problem of being Aser? Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Simon Chavches says that Trei D'Rabbanans could coexist when it is two Melachos D'Rabbanan, or a Gzeira and a Malacha D'Rabbanan. But if it is two Gzeiros, right, there are Gzeiros and there are Malachas D'Rabbanan. Malacha D'Rabbanan, I give it the status of a Din D'Araisa. I give it the status of D'Araisa. But if it's two Gzeiros, Atu something, that even if they happen to overlap, that's also going to be Gzeira L'Gzeira, and we're going to say that it should be Mutter. Right? The Machlokas of Ayin Rava could be, how do you classify the Carmelists? Is it a Gzeira? Is it a Malacha? But either way, this is all quoted here in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simin Vav, the discussion of Shvus to Shvus and Gzeira L'Gzeira. Okay, we'll stop.